precious Father, we need your move in this place today. Dear Holy Spirit, we need you to move in our midst today. We need you, Lord, to move in our individual lives. Lord, that each of us will have a touch of you today. God of heaven and earth, that you will do what no man can do. Lord, for we are here for you. Our hearts are set on you. Lord, our eyes look up to you. Lord, we know that without you we are nothing. But we know with you we are everything good. Lord, we know life proceeds from you. We know you are the author of life. We know you are the healer, you are the strengthener. We know you are the lifter up of our heads. We know, Lord, promotion comes from you. Lord, we pray in our midst today that you'll move. That, Lord, you bring forth testimonies. And your name alone shall be glorified. Thank you, precious Father. Holy Spirit, you are welcomed. As you have started with us, please continue. And do what only you yourself can do. Blessed be the name of the Lord, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. This morning, we want to look at the topic, Rivers in the Desert. Rivers in the Desert. I was just thinking, Lord, what will you have me say to your people today? And so many topics were coming to my mind, but God made my mind to zero in on this topic. A lot has been said about it, but I trust the Lord that today God is going to use his word even to bless us again in Jesus' name. The word that the Lord has given us for this year, you realize that we've been speaking about it since the beginning of the year. And we can continue to pick words from the Lord, expositions about this word, until the end of the year. And that is because that is what God wants to do this year. The more we hear it, the more our hearts will embrace it. And I trust the Lord that the more we'll position ourselves even to partake of the, of the blessings therefrom in the name of Jesus. So we are going to read that passage again, Isaiah chapter 43. We read verses 18 to 21 again. Isaiah 43, verses 18 to 21. It says, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. To give drink to my people, my chosen, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. So we can see rivers in the desert mentioned two times in this passage. He says, I will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. He says, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. May the Lord give you water in the deserts of your life. May the Lord make the deserts of the life of each of us to become pools of water in the name of Jesus. God is the one that gives rivers in the desert. antidote to deserts is rivers. The solution to a deserted life is the water of life flowing through such life. A desert is a barren area of landscape where little precipitation occurs. Precipitation is rainfall or dew. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, there's no rain, but you look at the grass, everywhere is what? It's wet. Do you know that there was a time when rain wasn't falling upon the earth? When the Lord first created the earth, there was no rain. God was watering the earth by the dew. The dew will come and fall. The water therefrom will percolate into the earth and plants will grow. So when there is little precipitation, a desert forms, and a desert condition is not conducive for living beings. It's not conducive for human beings, neither is it conducive for plants. A desert life is a harrowing life. It's a life that is in want. Metamorphically, we can say deserts represent trouble. It represents tragedy. It represents misfortune. It represents heartache. It represents discouragement, consumption, decline, loss, destruction, decay, ruin, devastation, spoilation, dissolution, refuse, rubbish, trash, garbage. I'm sure none of us like any of these things. That is what a desert represents. May the Lord remove the desert in my life. In your own individual life, may the Lord turn the deserts into pools of water. In the mighty name of Jesus. A desert can be likened to disease or sickness that has devastated the body. It can be likened to depleted finances, depleted resources. And such an individual experiencing these things has nowhere to turn to. It can refer to a seemingly devastated love relationship, devastated marital life where there is no love. A marital life that has crumbled or that is crumbling, where they are only trying to cope, where there is no joy, where either of the partner is merely just being there for the sake of being there. A deserted marital life. It can be likened to lack that brings shame and reproach, and for which the person has no solution, and for which no man has a solution. So we can picture a desert. What a desert means in the life of an individual. But like I said, the antidote to deserts is rivers. A river is a body of water that is flowing in a large channel towards the sea. A river is always flowing towards the sea. When you see every river, every stream, they are flowing towards the sea. And there's a reason for that, which we are going to see later. Water is synonymous to life. Water supports life. Rivers make living things glad. In Psalm 46, verses 4, the Bible says, there is a river whose streams makes glad the city of God. The holy dwelling places of the Most High God. Rivers are good. The waters bring freshness. The waters bring rejuvenation. In Psalm 1 verse 3, the Bible says, he will be like a tree. That is the righteous. It says the righteous will be like a tree that is planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. That is a river. The benefits from a river. When a plant is by a river, it will always be nourished. It will always have water. That plant will always yield its fruit. If a desert land, we have a river flow through it, the condition in surrounding that, you know, that river in that desert land will change. Fruitfulness will begin to come in. Life will be resuscitated. Why? Because rivers bring life. Water brings life. Water is synonymous to life. I want us to read Psalm 41 verse 18. Please, can you project it for us? Psalm 41 verse 18. I will read it. It says, I will open rivers on the bare heights and springs in the midst of valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and the dry land fountains of water. I will open rivers in bare lands. Is your life bare? May the Lord open rivers in every bare house here. For every life that is bare here, may the Lord open rivers. May he cause the water of life to flow through your life and my life in the name of Jesus. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 12 says, for thus says the Lord, behold, I extend peace to her like a river. Behold, I extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the nations like overflowing stream. May the Lord extend peace to you like a river. Is your heart in turmoil? Is your heart in disharmony? Are you suffering and you don't have peace? If the Lord will make the river of peace to flow through your heart, then joy will come forth again. May joy come forth in your life in the name of Jesus. So we find that rivers are the antidote to a deserted life. It is a solution to everything a desert stands for. So you are going to pray a prayer from Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Let's look at it. Revelation chapter 22 verse 1. Can you display it? It says, and he showed me a pure river of water, like crystal proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. A river is the antidote for a desert life. We are going to pray. May the river of the water of life that defies all deserts in my life May it flow from the throne of God through my life in the name of Jesus. Shall you pray that prayer? The river of the water of life. Ask that God will make it to flow through your life. Conditions in our lives. Lord, that we turn devastation into habitation. Lord, that we turn barrenness into fruitfulness. Lord, the river of the water of life. That we turn sorrow to joy. Lord, let such flow through the life of everyone here today. Lord, let such flow through the life of everyone named by the New Covenant Church at Agodi Center. Lord, let it flow through our individual lives. Let it bring a change in the name of Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So I want to look at what causes deserts. How do lives become deserted? How is it that lives begin to experience what is likened to deserts like we first saw? What causes deserts? In the layman's language, a desert results when there is no rain upon the land. When the heaven is shut. We know that when Elijah prayed and said God should shut up the heavens for 3 years, then trouble began. There was no rain and the land became barren. And the people, even though they were the people of God, they began to suffer. So when there is lack of rain, when the heaven is shut, a desert conditions begin to come in such a life. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 23 says, it says, when the heaven is shut, it says the heaven become like brass. It says, please, can you project that scripture? Deuteronomy 28:23. Okay. It says, and your heavens which are over your head, it will not be you in the name of Jesus. Really, I want us to use this to pray. As this message comes, and there's the inspiration to pray, please pray. But look at that scripture. It says, and your heavens, not your own heavens, which are over your head, it says, shall be bronze. But it is not your heavens. Your own heavens will not be bronze in the name of Jesus. But when a heaven is shut and it is bronze, then rain cannot percolate through to the earth. Rain cannot come to the earth. May your heavens never be bronze. In the name of Jesus, may the heavens never be shut over your head. In the name of Jesus. This was a curse that God put upon Israel. He says, when they disobey him and they go to serve other gods. He says, if you go and you serve other gods and you neglect me, who brought you out of Egypt, and you continue to live in sin and unrighteousness, God was saying to Israel, that the heavens over them will be brass. And do you know it happened? It happened. When the heavens over them became brass, enemies came, they would plunder them. They became slaves. They didn't have enough. It got so bad at a time, they began to kill themselves, kill their children, and they began to eat them. That is what happens when the heavens is shut. I want you to pray, Lord, let this not be my portion in the name of Jesus. Let my heavens never be bronze. Can you just pray? Talk to God. Say, Lord, heavens over my head, let it never be bronze. Please also pray, Lord, if it is bronze already, be merciful. If it is bronze, be merciful. Lord, open the heavens that the rain will come upon my life. By the New Covenant Church at Godi Center. Lord, please, in your mercy, let not our heavens be brass. Lord, please, let not the heaven over anyone be brass. Lord, let the heavens be opened, that the rain that brings blessings will fall upon our lives, and our lives will bring forth fruits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Father. In Jesus' name we pray. So that is a curse, one of the causes of a deserted life. Number two, when the amount of rain is so little that it cannot sustain plant growth. The first one is no rain. The second one is the devil, you know, just a little rain. The rain is so small, it cannot sustain plant growth. That is when somebody is living a life of consistently living a life of not enough. Every time, not enough. Such a life does not experience showers. Whereas what God has promised is showers. Let us look at Haggai chapter 1 verse 6. Let's see, because all these conditions are depicted by a scripture, by the word of God. Haggai chapter 1 verse 6. Let's read it. It says, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough. You drink, but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And you earn wages. When you earn wages, it says you put them in bags with what? Not having enough. You can see the individual, he's earning wages, isn't also? The individual is eating, but never satisfied. The individual is sowing much, laboring, but only little is coming in. He even drinks, but the thirst is not quenched. Little rain, but never enough to transform the life. So a desert condition comes in. May this not be your portion in the name of Jesus. And if it is already there, may it not persist. May it give way today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord make sufficient rain that will bring fruitfulness into your life in whatever realm of your life in the name of Jesus. May you sow and may you bring forth fruitfully. May you eat and be satisfied. May you drink. May your thirst be quenched. When you earn wages, may you not go into bags with holes. May the Lord satisfy you with his abundance. May desert condition be removed from your life. In the name of Jesus. This is one of the things that brings a deserted life. The devil will just a little, you will think it will, the life of managing and never having enough. But what God has promised us is showers of blessing. That is the promise of God. In Ezekiel chapter 34, verse 26, he says, I will make them and the places all around my hill a blessing. Ezekiel 34, 26. I will make them. The Lord will make you. The Lord will make everyone who belongs to New Covenant Church at Godi Center. The Lord will make me and all the places around the hill of God. Bible says God will make it a blessing. And I will cause showers to come down in their season. There shall be showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. It is the promise of God.
This is the promise of God. There shall be seasons refreshing sent from the Savior above.
Showers upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I will cause showers to come down in their season. May your season of showers be now. In the name of Jesus, showers of blessing that will transform your life. God is good, oh. It doesn't take anything for God to do it in his own capacity. When God will change a life, it doesn't take God a second. He will just connect you to something and there it goes. He will just make a way for you and there it goes. And the showers will begin to come. My prayer is that mercy drops will turn to showers. In the name of Jesus. What causes deserts in lives? The number three thing is, where there is much rain, but then the rate of evaporation far exceeds the rain quantity. Where there is much rain. You know, rain falls in some places and the ground surface is rocky. The water cannot percolate into the ground. Normally, when rain falls, a portion of it is supposed to percolate into what? Into the soil. When the rain is much more than the rate by which it is percolating, that is when you have a runoff. The runoff goes into rivers that flow away. You can't use it for whatever. Except you will labor again as the person will labor again as we shall see in rivers. But imagine that the surface is bare rock. So all the water that falls runs off. And a lot of it, because of the heat, will do what? Will evaporate. This causes a deserted condition in many lives. This is when somebody labors, bears much fruit, but he does not enjoy the blessing. But the destroyer destroys the blessing by problems, by diseases, by theft, by oppression, by unwanted challenges. When the devourer devours the blessing. The rain falls, but the land does not benefit from it. Cannot bring forth fruit because of it. Much rain, yet it doesn't bring forth fruits. We remember the case of the Israelites in Judges chapter 6, verse 3. They will plant crops. They were under oppression and under siege. They will plant crops. The crops will do well. Abundance of rain. Just when the crop begins to fruit and they have brought off plenty of fruits, oppression will come in. The Midianites will come and they will take all the fruits. And the Bible made us know that the Israelites were impoverished. They labor, they sow, they use their intellect, they brought forth fruits, abundance of rain, but yet they never enjoyed it. So they were living in a desert condition. And this is what is happening in some lives. They work. They earn money. But before you know it, orishirishi problems. That is when somebody will be sick somewhere. That is when the car will be down. And they cannot do without having the car. That is when diseases we want to ravage. That is when one old person will die somewhere and you have to give money. Money that will never bring invest. It's not an investment. A desert condition. God also used it as a curse upon Israel if they disobeyed him. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 28, it says, you will sow much seed in the field, not you, but you will harvest little because locusts will devour it. This is that condition. We also pray now. It just came to you. You are going to pray. You say, Lord, every locust in my life that is devouring the fruit of my labor. You have fruit, so you earn much. But locusts are there. The devourer is there that devours the seed. You are going to pray, Lord, let your fire consume every such locust in the name of Jesus. Lord, rebuke the devourer for me. Can you just pray? Talk to God. Lord, rebuke the devourer for me.
We pray.
Number four, we are looking at what causes deserts in life. When there is no river, or where the river in the desert has dried up. The source of a river is either a mountain where ice melts or a spring where water oozes out. If you see any river flowing, that's a source. The source is either a mountain where the ice ice is melted. Do you know that River Niger has a source? I can't remember the mountain. Is it Kilimanjaro? Eh? Futajalo Mountain. Thank you. God bless you, sir. The mountain, the water will melt, the ice will melt. That is the source of River Niger that you see begins becoming so big. Some rivers, it is a spring from underneath. The water will ooze out from the spring, and then you see a big river flowing. Every river has a source. Where a person has no source of regular supply at all, or where the source has failed, such a person can have a desert experience. That's number one. Number two, where a river exists, but much labor is required to take the water to irrigate the land, it's also there. There is a river. There's a difference. For some rivers, they are very big. When they flow, they will overflow the banks. When they overflow the banks, they will drop nutrients. They will drop silt, what the scientists call silt. Nutrients. They don't need fertilizer. You don't need to irrigate. All you need to do is just go there, just spread your seeds. Before you know it, there will be abundant harvest. But some, you still have to go to the river and labor and labor and labor to irrigate. But where the source of the river is dried, then a desert condition will result. But where a river overflows its banks, its waters naturally wet, you know, the land, the surrounding land, and then silt is deposited, and then there's abundant fruitfulness. This is what the Bible is talking about in Psalm 1 verse 3. It says, you know, the righteous shall be like a tree that is planted by where? A river that overflows. Little labor, much results, much blessing. Much blessing. Today, we'll not be able to go into what we'll do that can bring this condition. But next time, we'll go into that by the grace of God. But these are desert conditions. Is your life like any of these? God has told us that He will make rivers to flow on bare heights. Bare heights are heights wherein there is no vegetation, that is bare, the deserted heart land. You are going to pray one more prayer. And that prayer is Psalm 1 verse 3. Lord, let my life be like a tree that is planted by the riverside. Make me to bring forth fruits in season. In the name of Jesus, shall you just pray? Our Heavenly Father, we are in your presence. We have prayed today that, Lord, you will cause your rain of provision, your rain of healing, your rain of fruitfulness, your rain of multiplication, your rain of provision, your rain of mercy, your rain of favor, your reign of upliftment, your reign of promotion, your reign of blessing. Lord, let it come upon us in abundance. Let there be showers of blessing. Let our lives be transformed. Lord, make us to have enough. Lord, make our lives to be full of your blessings. Let many see us and call us blessed. Father, we thank you. God of heaven and earth, that you will cause rivers, your river of the water of life, to flow through our lives, to flow through our families, to flow through the work of our hands, to bless our lives, to turn desert conditions into pools of water. Father, please do it for us. We receive it with thanksgiving. Let it begin to manifest. Lord, from this seventh month, God Almighty, let the manifestation come. Let testimonies come. Let our lives be changed. Let pools of water come upon our land, the land of our lives. Make us to be blessed. Father, thank you. Thank you for opening the heavens. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, precious Father. We give all that glory to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because we have prayed in Jesus' name.